We're going to say a prayer together in a moment. And it's a prayer that people who love Jesus around the world today might well be praying if they're facing another day of persecution. There are hundreds, probably thousands of Christians, our brothers and sisters today, who are waking up to another day of hostility, being given the cold shoulder by their family and friends and society, being treated as a second-class citizen. Some are facing another day of forced labour, or even torture. So this prayer is a prayer that we can say for ourselves, but maybe in your mind you could just picture one of these, our brothers and sisters in a foreign land who don't have the freedom we have. Maybe in your mind it'll be an old person, it might be a young person, a middle-aged person, or a teenager or a child. And they're waking up facing that ordeal again. So pray this prayer, pray it for yourself. But pray it as if you're standing alongside that person who faces a day of suffering, so that you can say it shoulder to shoulder with them. We stand together. I hope you can read that. If you can't read it, feel free to run to the front where you can read it. Let's say this together. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. The cross before and back. No turning back. Though none go with me, still I will follow. No turning back. No turning back. Lord, fill me again and again and again with your Holy Spirit, that I might be faithful and true, just as you are faithful and true, so that I can declare every day, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, so that I might love you with all my heart, all my mind, all my soul, all my strength, and love my neighbour as I love myself. Lord, you are my good shepherd. You care about me. Never let my heart grow cold. Never let me go. Lord, break the chains of my fears and addictions, that I may put my past life behind me and live a life of love, obedience, and true fulfillment instead. This is the true desire of my heart. Amen.